We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Selamat datang, compassionate viewers. Selamat datang means welcome in Malay, an Austronesian language spoken in Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Brunei, and Thailand. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendo Sat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Google invests in a technology company seeking to compensate farmers for crop losses. In ecology news, Aulac or Vietnam and Belgium sign an agreement to encourage the growing of fruits and vegetables. In animal rights news, Turkish lawyers publish a magazine to highlight the humane treatment of our co-inhabitants. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 10th, is the birthday of famous New Zealand soprano Miss Hayley D. Westenra. Born in 1987 in Christchurch, talented Miss Westenra released her first international album, Pure, at the age of 16. The critically acclaimed CD reached the top 10 of the pop charts in 11 countries. She has performed at prestigious places around the globe, such as Carnegie Hall and the White House in the United States, the Sydney Opera House in Australia, and Kensington Palace in the United Kingdom. Miss Westenra's many philanthropic activities include being one of the youngest ambassadors of the United Nations Children's Fund, for which she was involved in a successful Bikes for Ghana campaign and a water pumps project. Our appreciation, Hayley, for sharing your outstanding musical gift and your caring heart with the world. May you celebrate a very happy birthday with loved ones.
YN News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. Late on Saturday, April 9th, a new 6.1 magnitude tremor struck off the southwestern coast of Japan. However, there were fortunately no reports of casualties or damage, and no tsunami warning was issued, since the historic 9.0 magnitude quake and devastating tsunami on March 11th. Japan's National Police Agency has confirmed more than 12,900 fatalities and over 14,900 listed as missing, not including an incalculable number of people who may forever be unaccounted for. As of Saturday, April 9th, over 153,000 people remained in evacuation centers.
やっぱり何人かの人がこの地域でも亡くなられて、その人たちを全員救うことができなかったっていうのは、私としては残念に思ってます。一人でも多く救いたかったんだけども。で、たちまちですね、電線とか家とかいろんな物が一気に持ち去られていく時にですね、見た感じもすごかったんですけれども、 音がなんていう表現したらいいかわからない音がバリバリでもメリメリでもいろんなすごい音が混ざり合った音がこの辺りを全部包むような形で、いろんな意味で味わったことのない恐怖感というのを味わいました。私も家は2階はちょっと残ったんですけれども、多分これからは住めないんじゃないのかなと思ってます。家族はどうなった？家族はちょっと 一人ね、失いましたけれども、でもまずみんな同じような状況なので、でもこの辺りの人たちは本当に忍耐強くて、この津波のあった日からもうすでにみんなで支え合って頑張っていこうということで、あそこの避難場所で暮らしていますから、これからもそういう気持ちをですね大事にして、長くなると思うんですけれども、
In response to the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $80,000 in aid with all her love and sorrowful prayers, while asking that our association members, including the medically trained, please go to comfort those most in need, especially the elderly and young together. Saying that expenses would be reimbursed, she also requested that they bring emergency supplies such as medicine, along with copies of her book, The Dogs in My Life, to comfort their hearts. With contributions from our worldwide association members, the combined donations total more than $172,000.
Apart from this amount, our association members from Japan, Formosa or Taiwan, and South Korea, who have been working in the disaster area, also covered their own travel and related expenses of over $21,300. Upon arriving in Japan on March 31st, our association's South Korean relief team immediately went to assess the situation in Iwate Prefecture.
この赤崎地区には 5,000 人が住んでいます。5,000 人のうち半分ぐらいは 津波で家を流されたり壊されたりしています。
After returning to Tokyo to purchase and prepare necessities, our association members again headed for Iwate Prefecture, taking a long detour overnight to avoid a warning radius of 80 kilometers around the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Although fuel supplies were scarce and many roads severely damaged, they were successful in arriving at the disaster relief warehouse in Akasaki of Ofunato City, where they donated 20 10-kilogram bags of rice and 18 boxes of cookies, as well as needed mattresses, pillows, and 400 t-shirts, in addition to 80 copies of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life. The relief team then went to Kamaichi Commercial High School, a shelter for 140 victims, and distributed 42 10-kilogram bags of rice as well as fresh water and clothes.
それでもね、世界の人たちがこうして協力し合って非常にありがたいと思ってす。本当に地球は一つだというのを感じております。
はい。スプリームマスターさんには今回で4回目か5回目ぐらいこちらの方に足を運んできていただいています。施設の中はもちろんですけれども、この地域で避難されているたくさんの方々に物資がおかげさまで行き届くようになっています。今まであまり入ってきてませんので、本当にありがたく思っています。はいはい。スプリングマスターさんにつきましては、ベジになってエコを実践ということで地球を救うというお考えのようですけれども、確かに私どもも地球温暖化やないやらについてはお考え正しい部分がたくさんあると思いますので、皆さんに発信できるように、そういったこともやらせていただければと思っていますので、今後ともどうぞよろしくお願いいたします。ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Meanwhile, at the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex, plant operator Tokyo Electric Company, or TEPCO, has begun installing an enclosure around reactor number 2, where a leak had previously been seeping highly irradiated water into the Pacific Ocean. Reinforcements include 7 steel sheets and a 120-meter wide fence to prevent more leaks of toxic water. Workers are also trying to remove highly contaminated water from a concrete tunnel at the reactor after levels began rising since the leak into the ocean was halted on Wednesday. At the same time, they continue pumping nitrogen into the number one reactor to prevent an explosive hydrogen buildup.
The discharge of radioactive water into the sea is also continuing through Sunday, a day longer than previously planned due to delays caused by Thursday's powerful aftershock. TEPCO also hopes to gain more insight on how to proceed with restoration work via a small remote-controlled helicopter being flown in to survey the plant.
Meanwhile, the Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission announced on Friday that it had detected traces of atmospheric radioactive iodine that was believed to have traveled from the Japanese facility. Also that day, China's General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection, and Quarantine said it was widening a ban on the import of farm produce to 12 total areas that include Tokyo, as well as 11 other prefectures.
Radioactivity continues to be found in fish, this time near the city of Iwaki in Fukushima Prefecture, where radioactive cesium over the legal limit for consumption was discovered on Saturday.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international governments, relief personnel, and nuclear experts and workers, for your efforts to stabilize the situation in Japan. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional aid to the victims, as well as our association's relief team for their tireless endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth recovery of regular daily lives in Japan as humanity share benevolence helps calm the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens, speak out. People in countries across the globe continue to risk everything from livelihoods to personal safety as they march to demand greater human rights and other government reforms in the streets of Bahrain, Greece, Iraq, Libya, Mexico, Peru, Turkey, United Arab Emirates, and Yemen.
Amidst reports that Bahraini security forces are going house by house to arrest pro-democracy activists, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, former president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, was seized in the middle of the night, assaulted to the point of unconsciousness, and then taken from his house along with other relatives. Meanwhile, Press TV reported that Saudi citizens in the Bahraini cities of Qatif and Awamaya marched in solidarity with fellow protesters calling for Saudi troops to leave the country.
On Friday, April 8th, more than a million people gathered in Egypt's Tahrir Square to express their concerns that some of the policies of the military caretaker government were going against the demands of citizens for greater democratic rights and reforms, and to also insist upon the legal trials of former leaders. In a show of support for fellow citizens, soldiers arrived in full uniform to speak on stage, despite warnings from their commanders that they would be put on trial if they did so.
To convey their solidarity with Palestinian brethren, protesters also raised Egyptian and Palestinian flags above the Israeli embassy. In doing so, they also called for a halt to the ill treatment of the Palestinian people by the Israeli government and for Egypt to permanently open the border crossing into Palestine.
Before dawn on Saturday morning, hundreds of security forces with armored vehicles surrounded and forcefully dispersed protesters in Tahrir Square, resulting in 6 deaths and at least 18 injuries, according to Press TV.
However, news of the event brought many more people back to the square.
As retaliatory violence continues between Israel and Palestine, Press TV reports that Israeli airstrikes on Gaza killed 4 more Palestinians Saturday, bringing the total death toll in Palestine to 19 since Thursday.
On Saturday, tens of thousands of Iraqis marched through the streets of Baghdad, calling for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. military forces following reports that visiting U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates had spoken of extending U.S. military presence beyond the 2011 drawdown date if requested by the Iraqi government.
In Libya, the Interim Transitional National Council stated that an estimated 10,000 Libyans have lost their lives over the past few weeks to the violence of government forces. Meanwhile, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, which is overseeing the military intervention in Libya to protect innocent civilians, was joined in its previous apology by British Foreign Secretary William Hague, who also conveyed his country's sorrow for the deaths of 5 revolutionaries due to NATO airstrikes. A statement later issued by NATO spokesperson Oana Lungescu addressed the ultimate futility of a military approach, saying that an end to the conflict can only come through diplomatic means.
With our heartfelt sympathies for the suffering and irreplaceable loss of lives, we pray that all conflicts may cease through a choice of shared dignity, peace, and respect among all peoples.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
Niger inaugurates new president. Following peaceful elections in March and a 58% win of the popular vote, Mahamadou Issoufou was sworn in as president of the Republic of Niger on Thursday, April 7th. Welcomed by crowds of fellow citizens, the longtime pro-democracy leader and former prime minister conveyed his thanks for their patient sacrifices in helping bring about the country's successful democratic reforms. He also acknowledged the country's military, who declared the first day of his presidency a national holiday, as it brought to a hopeful end a previous 14 months of caretaker government rule. "Our respectful congratulations, President Issoufou, on your new role. May your leadership be graced to further ever-expanding peace and prosperity for your country and fellow Nigerians."
China's top political advisor visits Australia. During his six-day visit to Perth, Canberra, Brisbane, and Sydney, senior official Jia Qingling met with Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard in the capital city of Canberra, where the two signed agreements to enhance cooperation in trade, communication, and financial services. The leaders also discussed their commitment to addressing shared challenges such as climate change and global economic recovery, as well as agreeing to encourage the studies of students in either country. On Saturday, April 9th, the Chinese official met with Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd, where he expressed sympathies for the victims of this year's extreme weather, saying he was glad to know the affected areas were recovering well. Your Excellencies, we are glad to know of your warm and amicable meetings to expand relations between China and Australia. May the people of both your countries continue to prosper in fruitful cooperation and friendship.
IMF stands ready to aid Portugal. Speaking to the nation via a televised address, Portuguese Prime Minister José Sócrates stated that he called for financial assistance from the European Union only after doing everything else possible not to have to ask for help. With European Union officials estimating that Portugal may need 70 billion euros to restore her economy, International Monetary Fund, or IMF, spokesperson Simonetta Nardin said that the IMF is ready to assist with funding. Our appreciation, International Monetary Fund and European Union, for your ready willingness to support Portugal. May her recovery be speedy and the Portuguese people graced with prosperity and peace.
Save our planet. Surpassing a 12.5% goal, Germany in 2010 was able to generate 17% of the country's total electricity from sustainable and other clean energy sources such as wind and solar power.
Save our planet. In a move to make Delhi a plastic-free city, the government of India's capital city has imposed a complete ban on the manufacture, sale, storage, and use of plastic.
Everyone, I'm Winnie the Panda. I'm following a healthy plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip on keeping your brain young. According to the nonprofit AARP, or formerly the American Association of Retired Persons, volunteering as a tour guide at your local library, museum, arboretum, or hospital is a good way to prevent age-related memory loss. Learning information and having to think quickly to answer questions helps in creating new neural pathways in your brain. Give it a try. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Yeah.
technology news, Google invests in a company seeking to compensate farmers for crop losses. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 90% of crop losses during 2010 were weather-related. To help farmers survive financially in the face of fluctuating crop yields, U.S.-based technology company Weatherbill launched Total Weather Insurance. Farmers are able to customize their insurance policies based upon the amount of water and temperatures necessary for their crops to thrive. If the weather does not meet these expectations, then the farmer receives a payout from Weatherbill. Google, with a $42 million US dollar investment, is amongst the companies supporting Weatherbill. Congratulations, Weatherbill, on successfully attracting investors to enable development of this valuable service. May your efforts assist farmers to grow abundant crops, helping humanity transition to an earth-saving vegan diet.
In ecology news, OLAC of Vietnam and Belgium sign an agreement to encourage the growing of fruit, vegetables and decorative plants. The Memorandum of Understanding between Belgium's East Flanders province and the Lamdown province of OLAC's Central Highland includes exchanging experts and new farming techniques, training technicians and coordinating sales. It will also be an opportunity for Lamdown to promote sustainable production of vegetables, fruit trees and flowers. In addition, a vegetable, fruit and decorative plant research center will be established in Lamdown. What good news, Belgium and OLAC, to hear of your cooperative efforts. May your nations be blessed with plentiful harvests to support individuals choosing the plant-strong lifestyle. Next on Noteworthy News, Let Live magazine is freely distributed in Turkey to highlight animal rights. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. More gracious news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for a prosperous world. In animal rights news, Turkish lawyers publish a magazine to emphasize the humane treatment of our co-inhabitants. Ankara Bar Association's Animal Rights Commission has begun distributing free of charge the magazine Let Live. It has been sent to government ministries, municipalities, members of the media, all departments within the Council of State and the Supreme Court of Appeals, and Bar Association presidents. Articles by journalists, veterinarians, law professors, and fashion designers highlight both national and international animal protection issues. Our sincere appreciation, Ankara Bar Association's Animal Rights Commission, for your laudable efforts on behalf of our well-wishing animal friends. We pray that all will soon live in a world where the sacred life of each precious being is respected.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Yoruba entitled Lost Dog.
Aya Olu, waga ore mi. Aja mi kekere ti sonu aya dada ṣugbọn o gbọdọ ṣe ikede ninu iwe iroyin aya olu iyan ko ba mo aja mi kekere o le kawe.
And now for our viewers hotline.
I love Supreme Master TV. I hope to share it in protecting the planet. Thank you, Rodari from Suaida, Syria.
Earth-loving Rodari, it's great to hear from you. How wonderful you have joined the growing movement to save our Earth. As you know, the low emissions organic vegan diet is the best place to start. Please download anything at www.supremastertv.com/b-veg free of charge that will assist you in sharing vital information with others. May heaven bless you and all the warm-hearted people of Syria.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News. Now we say Chumpa Lagi, which means goodbye in Malay.
May celestial music bring happiness to your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Philanthropist and Microsoft founder Bill Gates meets with European leaders to highlight the benefits of past contributions to the less fortunate, along with urging for continued aid.
Japan donates $2.7 million US dollars to a project managed by the Asian Development Bank intended to empower less fortunate communities in Nepal by providing them with the necessary training to improve their job opportunities and livelihoods.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Kevin Concanen announces plans for restrictions to be eased so that children in need can continue to receive nutritious meals after the end of the school year through the Summer Food Service Program.
At the UN Disarmament Commission's plenary debate in New York, USA, Deputy Head of the Oloxese or Vietnamese Delegation to the UN, Pham Binh Quang, affirms his country's support of complete nuclear weapon disarmament, saying that it would bring a safer world.
Professional U.S. photographer Jeffrey Martin snaps nearly 3,000 pictures of the 868-year-old Strahov Monastery Library in Czech Republic to create what is currently the largest interior photo ever made, with panoramic viewing available online at www.360cities.net.
New Zealand's Auckland City Council announces a smoking ban across all of the area's 24 parks to help preserve their beauty, reduce fire risks, and offer visitors clean air without the harms of passive smoking.
And following a 16-inch wide tunnel beneath a home in northeastern Guatemala's Holmo, archaeologists discovered the oldest known royal Mayan tomb dating back more than 2,000 years in time.
The state government of Michigan, USA, announces that economic recovery appears to be replacing a decade of challenge, thanks to the development of green growth in areas such as clean energy manufacturing and electric vehicles.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.